Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar, the Dire Straits band. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Jack Ulrich, the author of Foresight 2020. That's the new one, right, Jack?
That is correct.
And all the other books that you have written, remind us where they can find those.
JumpTheCurve.net is right. My website.
And he's got a book by that title also. Jack, we're talking about Jack's predictions, folks. Jack's a futurist, as I mentioned earlier in the previous segment. Talk to us about this home-college billionaire.
Well, people are familiar with the fact that Bill Gates only spent a semester at Harvard.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg, sort of the same situation.
They escaped.
That's right. But what we're going to do...
I'm sorry, Jack. I've got to recite the lyric from Paul Simon's song, Kodachrome. He said, "When I think back on all the things I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all." When I think back on all the things that I learned in college, it's a wonder I can think at all. You know, I've got my tongue only somewhat in my cheek, Jack, but I just had to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to see in the not-too-distant future is a bright individual who started their own very successful business without ever going to college. That's not to say, however, they don't have a college-level education, because now there are so many websites that are putting quality university content online.
But you just can't put it all together and walk away with a diploma, right? You get the knowledge, but not a degree.
That's right. But this is where small business owners need to start paying attention, is that in the near future, it's not going to matter where you got your diploma. What's going to matter is your ability to essentially demonstrate a mastery of that knowledge. And if you're a small business owner and are willing to essentially interview people based on their knowledge and not on their papered credentials, you might get some really good employees at a very reasonable price. And
well, let me tell you something, Jack. You need to be saying that to big companies, because small business owners do this all the time.
Right. Well, I think that the big companies are, in fact, doing it. I mean, how Google hires people has nothing to do with where they got their education. And so a lot of the big companies are, in fact, already doing this. And so if you're a small business owner and you're not doing it, you're already behind the curve.
Is there anything, though, should there be any credit given for stick-to-itiveness and putting an education career together? I mean, I really do think that there is something to be said for that. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. Now, I don't mean to imply that university and college degrees are going to go by the wayside. I think that there really is benefit to that. And you can get something, you know, you can judge an individual based on the fact that they had enough initiative to do that and to stay with it for, you know, 4 or 6, however long it took them to get the degree. Mm-hmm. But I think my point is you have to keep an open mind to those individuals who might not have that paper degree. But
well, that's exactly right. And another point that I think to take away from your prediction is that the way we learn and the way we educate ourselves and our children and our grandchildren going forward in the 21st century is being turned upside down day by day, which makes me wonder why all these colleges are building more dormitories, Jack.
That's right. I mean, I think there's a bubble in higher education.
No question about it.
Very, very soon.
The bubble's already happened. It just hadn't burst yet.
Yeah, that's right. But I think we're going to see it burst.
And you know what contributed to that bubble? The ability to borrow money to get an education.
Oh, absolutely.
The college loan bubble is real. It's here. We have it. It just hasn't completely burst yet.
Right.
It's actually being held together by baling wire and duct tape right now. So, all right. What about these cars that are going to drive me to the store?
Self-driven cars sounds like science fiction. It's not. It's already legal in the states of California, Nevada, and Florida to operate a self-driven robotic vehicle. I mean, this is how advanced the technology is. And what you're going to see in the not-too-distant future is innovative companies figuring out how to exploit this technology. Fastest-growing demographic in America are people over the age of 85. And often those individuals, they want to stay in their homes or their apartments, mm-hmm. but they can't because they can no longer drive. But suddenly, if self-driven cars become a reality, and they already are, they're going to be able to stay in their homes longer. But I think you're going to see innovative retailers like Target and other companies say, hey, you know what, if you're elderly and you can't make it to our store, you know what, we will send out a self-driven robotic car for you to pick you up. And it's going to begin changing behavior and new.
How long is it going to be before we have that?
What's that?
How long is it going to be before we have that? Will I have that in time for me when I'm old and decrepit?
Oh, absolutely. Ford Motor Company is already planning on building self-driven robotic cars.
Wow.
In 2017. So, you know, it's just 4 or 5 years away.
Wow.
And so it's coming. And what we have to remember is, every year, 40,000 Americans lose their lives.
That's right.
Because of car accidents.
That's right.
It's usually because of human
error. It's the equivalent of 3 jumbo jets going down every week.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is when you think about it. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Right back with some more predictions from our good friend Jack Ulrich. JumpTheCurve.com is his website. Check that out, where all his books are there. Fascinating. You really want to see the different. He's a historian as well, folks. If he plays an instrument, he's a Renaissance man, and if that's the case, I hate him. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.